The Palatinate was a bit of an odd territory. It was divided into two parts, the so-called Lower Palatinate along the River Rhine and the so-called Upper Palatinate in north of Bavaria. But since the 1560s, Palatine rulers had been pretty much convinced that there was an international Catholic conspiracy led by the Pope and the Holy Roman Emperor, which was dedicated to the destruction of Protestantism throughout Europe. Now, this was certainly a paranoid construction, but it was not completely wrong, and it was not hard for Protestants to look around them and see a resurgence of Catholicism and get worried. But what was crucial about the politics of the Palatinate was that its diplomats, including two men, one by the name of Ludwig Camerarius and another by the name of Prince Christian of Anhalt, Palatine diplomats were convinced that the war was inevitable. It was going to happen anyway. And that therefore what they sought to do was to create an international Protestant alliance to meet this threat. The convergence of German tensions and international tensions and the resultant danger of a general war produced by the Palatine policy of seeking to create this international Protestant counter-alliance was most highly exposed in an odd little crisis which took place in northwestern Germany in the duchies of Jülich-Kleve between the years 1610 and 1614. Now, Jülich-Kleve was a very small territory. It was actually scattered into little penny parcels along the River Rhine, but since it was very close to the point of entry of the Spanish Netherlands, it was also a strategic territory. In the year 1609, the last Catholic Duke of Jülich-Kleve died without a male heir. The two strongest claimants were Lutherans. Now, the widowed duchess and the estates of Jülich-Kleve didn't want a Protestant succession, and they petitioned the emperor for help. The emperor, at this time Emperor Rudolf II, appointed one of his nephews to take possession of the duchies and then investigate everything and launch a full legal inquiry. But since the Donauwörth incident of 1607, the Protestants of the empire didn't trust Rudolf to be objective. Therefore, in late 1609, the Protestant Union pledged itself to support the two Lutheran claimants to the duchy by force if necessary. The willingness of the Protestant Union to use arms to resolve this conflict prompted the creation of a counter-alliance of Catholic princes called the Catholic League, and headed by Maximilian of Bavaria. It's a bit awkward. Almost all of these Catholic groups are called the Catholic League. There are two Catholic Leagues in France, and there's a third one in Germany. It would have been nice for subsequent historians if they could have thought of another name to call themselves, but nonetheless, that's the one we're stuck with. The Protestant Union had already secured a pledge of support by the Dutch Republic in 1605, and in 1610, Palatine diplomats struck a masterstroke. They obtained a pledge from Henry IV of France to support the siege of Jülich-Kleve by mounting diversionary operations in the Netherlands and northern Italy to prevent Spain from doing anything. By securing the support of Henry IV, who was offering to act against Spain, the intervention of France transformed the Jülich-Kleve affair into a domestic German problem into an international crisis. Now, mercifully, the crisis was diffused, unfortunately, by someone's assassination. Henry IV was killed. He was stabbed in his own carriage by a Catholic radical in May of 1610. But this created a kind of breathing space, although not for Henry himself, of course. Neither Spain nor the Dutch Republic really wanted to jeopardize the truce they had just signed in 1609, and this led to a search for compromise. And in the end, the Jülich-Kleve affair was settled by a treaty in November of 1614, which divided the duchies between the two claimants, one of whom converted to Catholicism. There was a sense in which people were able to split the difference. But it's worth emphasizing how close it had all come to a general war. It had been a very dangerous game. And in fact, the next time, it would in fact blow up in the participants' faces. Within a few years of the resolution of the Jülich-Kleve crisis in 1614, Palatine diplomats were again back at their scheme of a grand anti-Habsburg alliance. But this time, the stakes were an awful lot higher. The emperor at the time, Emperor Matthias, who reigned between 1612 and 1619, was old and childless, and he would die in 1619. Everybody was just waiting for him to die. In the year 1617, it became public knowledge that the Habsburgs had more or less agreed among themselves that they were going to secure to be elected as Matthias' successor, none other than the arch-Catholic Ferdinand of Styria. A man, actually, when Anhalt heard about this, one of the Palatine diplomats, he said, "I'd rather see the devil himself as Holy Roman Emperor." Anhalt then decided he would have to move quickly to prevent Ferdinand from becoming emperor, and he decided to strike at the heart of Habsburg power by encouraging restiveness and resistance among the Protestant estates of Austria and Bohemia. As early as the winter of 1616 to 1617, Palatine envoys were sent to Prague to strengthen ties between the Palatinate and Bohemian Protestants. It's important to understand how crucial Bohemia was in all of this. It may seem like an obscure territory, but you'll recall that there were 7 electoral votes to create an emperor whenever the throne became vacant.